Hey, thanks for hanging out with me for a few minutes here on the Strongpreneur podcast. Today I want to talk about a technique that you can learn more about if you go over to Reber, R-E-B-E-R, Live, L-I-V-E.com. ReberLive.com, and that directs you straight to my Facebook page where I do my live videos. And I did one on the 15th of July on using a technique to sell more of your services as a contractor. And honestly, you can use this technique no matter what you sell, websites or hammocks or widgets or kettlebells or who knows. So here's the thing is we'll talk contractor here. As contractors, we often make some big mistakes when we price our jobs out. You know, we take a lot of huge risks. There's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of things that can happen that can eat into our profits. And what we think might be a good bid coming out of the gate might end up hosing us down the road. You know, most contractors price their jobs. They run out, they meet with the homeowner, they figure up the time, materials, whatever it is. They go, hey, it's 10 grand. And then they produce the job. And if all goes well, they make a solid profit and things like that. So I want to just talk about a technique that we really hammer home in our sales academy, Contractor Sales Academy. And so listen, full disclosure, I want you, if you're a contractor, join the Sales Academy, because I don't think there's a better training out there to help you build a stronger business than what we got going on. We have some amazing things going on in there, okay? But even if you go, Tom, Sales Academy ain't for me, you still can use this technique that we're going to talk about today called bracketing. So next time you have a lead that comes in on the phone, don't run right out there and tap dance for a bid. Slow it down, have a conversation on the phone and say, hey, you know, Joe, would it be cool if we just talked a few minutes about your project? Yeah. Tell me what you're after. What are you looking for? Well, I'd really like to, you know, build a cool landscape in my backyard. You know, I'm thinking of a hardscape patio and fire pit and some stuff like that. He tells you, you ask some questions, you dig for pain, you get pleasure, what's important to him, which is all basic sales training stuff with any sales program you're going to go with. Here's where I'm going to ask you to get brave and go uncomfortable on yourself. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, but pretty soon this has become second nature for you. And that's to talk about money. Say, hey, listen, Joe, is it cool if we talk about money right now? Sure, I suppose. All right, well, listen, based on what you're telling me, I can build you a dream backyard that all the neighbors are going to want to hang out at all the time. Magazines are going to want to do things, you know, they're going to want to feature it. And I'm talking like amazing hardscape patio, pergola, fire pits. I'm talking beautiful garden plantings, maybe a water feature or two. I mean, we can go all out in this backyard that you're talking about for, I don't know, 80 to 100 grand. Or I can come in and just build you a simple, you know, 400 square foot paver patio with a fire pit. You know, that's a nice place for you and your family to hang out for, you know, $20,000 to $25,000. Which of those makes the most sense to you? And then you just shut up. And then he's going to speak and he's going to say, well, no way I'm spending 80 to 100 grand. Maybe he is, you know, and I was actually thinking, I mean, let's talk about that $20,000 range. I mean, what do I get for that? He's just told you what his budget is. Okay. And he's told you what his budget is not. Where a lot of contractors go wrong is we play the guessing game. We go out and we bid or estimate or design something that they're not even in the ballpark for. And we end up wasting our time. So I want you guys, the next time the phone rings, is to bracket. And if you notice what I did, I set the high-end bracket, what I call a high-end bracket, where this is like, hey, let's just play what if and have a lot of fun and design or build or paint or whatever it is, everything with the highest grade prep, highest grade materials, highest of this, highest of that, and let's blow everyone's mind. That's the high end of the bracket. And you'll notice I gave two numbers. I said 80 to 100 grand. Okay, so you have two high end bracket numbers, and then you have two low end bracket numbers, because it gives you some room if it makes sense for you to go out there and meet with them. you know, if you were to just to tell them it was 20 grand on the low end or 100 grand on the high end, you're now held to the 20 grand. And if you're over that 20 grand, they're pissed off at you. So set that lowest bracket number a little higher than what you think it's going to be. That way it gives you some room. All right. So hopefully that makes sense. Then when you go out there and let's say in this case, they want just the basic patio and the fire pit. And you say, listen, Joe, I got great news for you. You know, based on what we're talking about here, and I see your yard and the access and the conditions and stuff, I got great news, man. I just saved you $2,000. We got this base patio and fire pit in for 18 grand. I'm just making up numbers. So all of you hardscape guys, relax if my numbers seem low. Anyway, so I got great news for you. I saved you $2,000. And it's going to be $18,000 to do this. Then you can list some other things as options. Because if you're out there with the person in their backyard and you did your bracketing properly on the phone and set expectations right, he's already expecting to spend 20 or more, 20, 25 grand, whatever, you know, our bracket was in the low end. You just came in a couple grand under. Now give him some options. Hey, listen, I don't know if this is the right time, but, you know, here's 18,000, you know, for what we talked about. I jotted down some options there for you just in case, because I know you mentioned those before or whatever. Maybe it's some lights. Maybe it's a water feature. Let him walk himself up into those options. You don't have to be pushy. You don't have to say, hey, I think it'd be really cool if you did some lights or whatever, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to sell beyond the sale that you just made, because the minute you start adding more stuff and you walk in that, you're the one walking the number up. Now he's going to call a timeout and want to think about it. All right. So try bracketing. Okay. Bracket, bracket, bracket before you go out, be bold, talk about the numbers with people. If they say, well, we don't know what we want to spend. They often say this, right? You go, you know, hey, what are you thinking of spending on your paint job? Oh, we've never done this before. You know, we have no idea what it costs. And that's when most of us, you know, we go, okay, well, I'll run out there like a moron anyway and tap dance when we're not even on the same page. Instead, if you bring up the budget and they say, we have no idea what this costs, you say, well, let's pretend I came out and told you it was, I don't know, $20,000 to $30,000 to paint your exterior. What would happen then? And then just shut your mouth. Well, that's way more than our budget. Okay. So what do you think we should do next? And then shut up again. All right. So guys, these are things that you can do right now, today, to sell more of your stuff. Because if you bracket properly, there's going to be some really positive byproducts of this. The first is you're not going to waste your time running around chasing stupid bids and tire kickers and people that want to think about it. All right. The second thing it's going to do is if you bracket properly, you are going to raise your average job size immediately, because if you bracket properly, you've set it the low end a little higher than you would normally sell it at. All right. You can immediately give yourself a 5, 10, 20% boost in your average job size, without running around to more bids, the wrong bids, and all that. All right. And the third thing it's going to do when you bracket properly and use these things immediately, your clients are going to be grateful that you are open and honest and you're a no BS contractor. You're not going to run out there and waste their time. They're not going to waste your time. And it just sets the tone for a great experience for everybody if they decide to move ahead. And if they don't decide to move ahead, at least they're happy as well that they didn't waste your time meeting with somebody that wasn't a good fit. So there's so many awesome byproducts to bracketing and having these conversations on the phone that I encourage you to do. All right. So finally, I invite you to go to Reber Live, R-E-B-E-R-L-I-V-E, ReberLive.com. And that's going to, like I said, redirect you to the Facebook page where I do a lot of these live videos and things like that. The other thing I want to throw out to you is we are getting ready for our Contractor Sales Academy Profit Summit, September 28th through 30th in Burtonsville, Maryland. So listen, the cost is $1,500 per person up until the end of August. Come September 1st, it goes up to $2,000 per person. for the event. Now, this event has been game-changing for a number of contractors around the country, just like you. And so I encourage you guys to go to motorhard.com/summit. Okay, S-U-M-M-I-T. motorhard.com/summit to get more information. You can read a little bit about what other people have said and the experience they had, and to apply for your spot, just fill out the form and we will give you a phone call and see if you're a good fit to come. This is an event that's not for everybody. If you're a person that's going to half-ass things, then please don't apply, because this event is for people who, the people that come to this event are serious about changing their life, changing their business, setting a new course for the generations of their family to come, okay? This is no BS. We're going to work personal development and value, sales, leadership, your personal health, because you can't be strong as a business owner if you're not strong as an individual, you know, inside and out. All right, so this event is for people that are serious about really getting open and honest with where they're at in their business, where they're at in their life, and they want to turn around. We got some amazing motivational world-class speakers and athletes coming in to talk. We've got great sessions on money and marketing and leadership, everything I talked about earlier. So we would love to have you. If you think you're a good fit, head to motorhard.com/summit. And with that, Señor Travis, bring in El Guitarros. We'll see you guys next time.